So I think we're all in, and there may be some sound issues because we can't all sit in the same room because of our lovely COVID-19 lockdown. But this is the first edition of the four guys, one bracket. And I'll introduce everyone. Firstly, my name's Sean. My illustrious Britball playing career speaks for itself. Three-time defensive MVP. Or some of the worst teams in Southwest Britball, but let's not talk about it too much. So without further ado, we have Will Stadden. Tell us a bit about yourself and why you are qualified to discuss swag in Britball.
Well, I mean, the main thing is that I'm a bit of a Britball legend, especially around the shit teams area. Probably played close to 50 odd games with less than 10 wins, I think, in total now. The teams have had lots of wins, but I always seem to swerve the games that the good things happen in, close games, big blowouts, etc. So I'm only here for the hype and the uniform chat.
Discuss, Will, the accusation that you have zero swag.
I would like to know who has made that accusation, and I will have them up in front of court because I am not happy about
Everyone that's ever seen you play Britball. Okay,
that.
so next we have Josh. Just tell us a bit about your less illustrious Britball career.
Yeah, so I'm Josh. Also played for equally shit teams around the Southwest. Haven't played for as long as all these guys in the chat, but I feel like I'm pretty qualified. Good knowledge of the US game. So I know some swag and I see some.
And finally, the original swag daddy, James Witchell.
Thank you. Great to be here. I've played for a very long time on some actual good teams and some shocking teams as well. And because I'm not great as a player, I got to at least look good out there so the photos look good on my profile pictures. That's why I do it.
Exactly. We've all been playing for probably 20 plus years combined, and really we only do it for the swag. You'd think we'd have stopped by now, but
100%.
so I think without further ado, we should just discuss what we're going to do. We're going to make brackets to start with, maybe all things Britball, but we may expand out into other things. But to start with, we're going to do Uniball as a whole bracket, the whole country, and who has the swaggiest uniforms in all of Uniball. Is there anything anyone would like to say before we get started?
I'll say there are some excellent Uniball unis and there are some shocking Uniball unis. So I'm looking forward to going through this odyssey.
I think overall there's a lot more bad uniforms than good. That will probably that's probably the main theme that comes out of it. A lot of boring as well. Not just bad, but just boring. That seems to be the main thing.
Yeah, can I just say, creating this bracket, like, we didn't have a seeding system, so this is all random. So we've had some insane matchups right off the bat. As a person looking at the bracket in front of me, I can see that already this is going to be carnage. We've got like shit versus shit, good versus good. So there's going to be some upset people out there if people do listen to this, but I'm pretty excited.
Yeah, I think exactly what Will said. I was surprised. I thought Uniball, got a little bit more money than Adult Ball. Maybe they'd swag out their unis a little bit. And I have been thoroughly disappointed. There's some real shit unis out there. But there's some swaggy ones. And there's some photo shoots. So I suppose without further ado, we should get into it. Our first matchup of Chester Spitfires versus City. Are they the Wolfpack?
Yeah, that's the one, yeah.
So I had the first draw of Chichester Spitfires. We've got a couple of images which we'll put out on our Twitter page. It's a blue uni with a yellow helmet. Of the two photos, one of them is perfectly lit and looks pretty cool. And then you get it in that cold light of day, Britball, and it looks absolutely horrid. There is a clash of some of the nastiest colours known to man, and yeah, it just looks horrible.
I agree. It's not a nice uni at all. I don't like. I'm just going to throw it out there. This is going to be a running theme. Plain black pants. It shows no imagination. It's boring. It's just basic tier uniform, and they've gone for black, plain black pants, but with the yellow jerseys and with the blue jerseys, and a lot of them seem to have gone with blue socks. However, one bonus point is it does look from the photo that they've all got matching helmets, which is a big plus. A lot of teams don't have that. They've all got it, and they all seem to have the decal on the side. So that's a little bonus for them there.
Yeah, you've hit the nail on the head with what you just said about the black pants, Will. Like, I've noticed a running theme with this, and I'm sure we'll keep bringing it up, is so many good uniforms are just ruined by just going with the bulk standard black pants, and it just looks horrendous on a lot of them.
Yeah,
and I basically agree with exactly everyone has said. It could look good, like the yellow lids I like, but just the whole combination, just no good.
Yeah, it's the clash, right? It's a garish clash. There's just three different layers of three different colours, and it's too much.
I think it would have looked okay if they'd really like flexed into it and then gone yellow or blue pants, but like that, it's that breakup of like, oh, are you trying to catch my eye or not? It's a mess. So we'll discuss the matchup, who they're matched up against, because it sounds like they don't have to be very good. Josh, you had this one.
Yeah, so this is City Wolfpack. They play in the basically red lid, grey uppers and lowers, and then red socks. So is basically the short of it. And I really like this. I think it looks quality. I think it is like a real nice matchup. It basically reminds me of, is it the Edinburgh Wolves, which is the adult team? It's basically the same sort of colour scheme as them. And I think it looks really decent. I think you can do a lot with the swag. I'm not seeing that much swag from the pictures that I've put up. A lot of just like black Under Armours and stuff like that. But I feel like you could make it look insane.
I will say that this team used to be the City Sentinels, and they used to play in a very red colour. And I have to disagree with Josh. This is a pretty ugly uniform in my eyes, especially this weird slash on the leg. Yeah. Claw marks they've got on there.
That's why you're here, James, for the deep dive uni ball history knowledge. You're into that. See, I actually really like that. I really appreciate they've gone for the effort of getting the red sort of claw marks, I guess they've gone for, on the pants. I think that looks really nice, especially as they've got the red, which goes with the helmet and the long red socks. There's one dude here who's got long red Under Armour as well, which really finishes it. I like it overall. I think it's a good one.
Yeah, I think this is a good uniform. I think one of the players in one of the images, we've got red boots as well. You can seriously like colour match this up. I think, like you say, they've gone to a lot of effort, unlike the Spitfires with their pants. I think this is an easy win. I know James doesn't necessarily like it, but I think this is 3-1.
It's better than Chichester, definitely. It's just, I sort of like it.
You think it might come up against stiffer competition in the future?
Oh, yes. Also, the logo is pretty trash.
Well,
that's a different bracket.
Right. So I think we're saying that City Wolfpack have taken that one, and yep, we'll move on to the next matchup, which I will just bring up. Next matchup is Coventry versus Loughborough. Who had Coventry?
They were both mine, I believe. Yes, they are both mine. So, you ready?
I'm ready.
Cool. So, for Coventry, they've got two kits because they are obviously in the Prem, got that Prem money. Their first kit, which I believe is their home kit, is pretty much an all-blue affair. White numbers. Their pants are also blue with a white stripe and the name of that team, which is the Jets, down the side. And most of them have got white helmets on in the photos that I've been seeing. I like it. It's a bit of a darker blue than, say, like the Chargers powder blue color rush, which is horrible. So it's nice that it's a bit darker. And yeah, I quite like it.
I agree. I think this is another one where you can see they've made an effort with the pants. I think it's a nice blue. And with the double white on the face cage and helmet, I think it's got a lot of potential.
And they got still the blue pants and then just a white jersey, which I think is a bit more plain than the home kit. But go ahead, Will, sorry.
So, instant respect and bonus points for any uni team who has away jerseys and home. Instant. But yeah, no, I agree. It's really nice. The colour rush on the home kit looks really tight. And on the away, they've got the white jerseys, which matches the white lid and the face cage. I think it's really solid overall.
Yeah, when this first came out and I seen this like on Facebook or whatever, I was hyped for this. Like, don't even live near the university, no relation to them, but I'm so jealous of the players getting to play in this. Like, it looks real good. And, you know, going back to like what we were saying about the black pants earlier, like they've got their own pants, they've got the name on the pants, like it's just everything about it is like a complete kit in my opinion.
Yeah, so let's talk about who they're matched up against then, James.
So that is the Loughborough Students, which is a terrible name, but we can do a name bracket later on. They play in, actually, I found a couple of photos. It looks like they play all purple. So they've got a purple jersey and a purple pants. However, there is various patterns across the jersey and the pants, which I think ruin it for their home kit.
I think, yeah, this home kit, I think this is a real strong matchup straight off the bat. Especially as I thought we were going to have a lot of bad matchups. I think it does get ruined a little bit by those little patterns that you're saying about, James.
Yeah, I'd prefer like a solid, like a dark raven style purple because, you know, I love a purple kit. But yeah, it's the patterns that throw me off.
Yeah, it's got little pink kind of camo on it. And then it looks like there's no kind of coordination with the helmets as well, which kind of takes away from the overall look.
Yeah, I like their white kit. Their white away kit, much stronger, I feel.
Yeah, for me, the white and grey, I really like. I like, to be honest, I like both of them, as Sean pointed out. Like, this is such a strong matchup to have in, like, the play-in round of the bracket. It's unbelievable, really. But what lets it down for me, ultimately, is, like, the coordination of the helmets, which was also said. just, like, the black face cages just don't really suit it, and I think it throws it off, really.
I think the problem they've got is because they're a bit of a baller uni, there's a lot of adult teams around that area as well, and the uni kids like to flex when they go and play adult ball, and they'd rather match up with their adult partners and then come back to uni because they don't care about matching their helmets there, so they flex on wearing their adult team lids.
Yeah, I think that's a bit throughout.
I do like it.
So in this tough matchup, I suppose my vote's definitely going to go to the Jets. I think their uniform's got a potential to go a long way.
I'll say Jets as well.
I think if Loughborough had been matched up against anyone else, they'd be going through, but it's got to be Coventry for me. I feel a bit like in fantasy when you score 150 points and the guy you're playing against just happens to have CMC, who scored 4 touchdowns and 200 yards and gets 160 points every other week due to one, but you lose out. Sorry, yeah, Loughborough.
This game could have easily been in like the semi-finals, easily, I reckon, without seeing a lot of the others. Like, I just feel that they are some really nice unis, but again, strong opponents, so yeah, Coventry gets my vote.
Plus, Loughborough's kind of got a bit of a trashy logo. We won't get into it, but... I'm kind of over it on the side of a helmet, and then they've got the whole like university name on the side. I'm not into it.
Yeah, to be fair, I didn't really even notice that, but I agree with that.
We'll save it for the history pod. But used to be Loughborough Aces. They had a fallout with their SU, and then there was another reason why they couldn't reform themselves as the Loughborough Students. Can't remember exactly why they couldn't go back to the Aces, but that was their thing. They used to be the Aces. They used to be really good as well.
Thanks for that history lesson, Dad. So we've got next up, we've got the Warwick Wolves versus Hertfordshire. So we'll hear from James with the Warwick Wolves.
So the Warwick Wolves, pretty much all black, red trim on the neck and arms. Pretty basic, kind of like a less good 80s Atlanta Falcons, 90s Atlanta Falcons kit. There's not really much to say in terms of commenting. It's just all black.
What's it, so the that, matchup that, then? It's against.
Sorry, that was going to be my comment.
Yeah,
sorry. Let's go. Okay, Hertfordshire Hurricanes were mine. Let's go with them. Two unis. One is the home kit is that sort of dark blue top, and their away one is all white with the same colouring numbers, so the dark blue. They've gone for standard black pants, which normally is quite boring, but I think it really works for these boys. It really does. I really like it. It's not standout. I think it's better than Warwick's, but I think it's enough for them to go through, especially the away one. I really like that white.
So you'd have the Hurricanes going through?
I would, yeah.
Oh, I think I'd have. I think I'd disagree. I think I like the. I hear what you're saying about usually the black pants wouldn't work, but because the Hurricanes unis are fairly kind of plain, although they're nice uniforms, they're fairly plain. I think there's something about the all black that they're rocking with a very small amount of red detail that I really like on the, is it the Wolves they're called?
Yeah, that's White Wolves.
Yeah. So, James and Josh, you're going to have to decide it.
Josh?
So, basically what Sean said is exactly my feelings. Like, I feel like this is another tough like matchup, not because they're amazing, but just because they're like so equally matched. And I just think for me, like the all black like edges it for me, so I'm gonna have to go Warwick as well.
Oh man, I'm gonna have to go, I think I'll go for Hertfordshire. Already had a split decision.
We're gonna have to put it to the masses.
Put it to the people.
So this is currently a tie. We'll put it out on Twitter to our 8 followers. Well, we've got 3 right now, but we'll put it out there and we can all make our votes, and then I'm sure some other people can vote for us. We can retweet it, get it liked out there, and people can decide between these two uniforms and we will edge them out. So a good uniform matchup. So next up we've got East Anglia versus Leeds Beckett. Will, you had the Pirates?
Yep, the UEA Pirates, newly promoted to the Prem this year, and they're rocking 2 uniforms to show it, which is really nice. The odd thing that I noticed straight away is that they haven't gone with a white away jersey. I couldn't really work out which was their home and which was their away when looking through, because it seems like they just wear it whenever. But their first uni is kind of like a mid to deep blue, and they've got a yellow side down both sides, and then almost like a grey trim around the outside. It's really, really nice. And then for the away, they've just gone with straight yellow and black numbers. And I think together, when you see them side by side, they really work. Plain black pants, which bit boring, but that's a little markdown. But I think the strength of their home jersey, which is that deep blue with the yellow down the side, edges it for me. I think that's really nice.
That yellow away jersey is honestly so horrible.
Yeah.
I think that.
See, I don't mind it.
That takes away from the home jersey. I think the home jersey is quite nice, but I just think that away uniform is ugly and actually minuses points for me. What do you think about this, Josh?
Yeah, so I mean, I can't decide about the yellow, to be honest, the yellow jersey. I don't think it's terrible, but like, I'm not as far as you, Sean, in your comments, but then I'm completely on Will's side either with the being all in. But the home kit is definitely real nice. Like the addition of yellow on the sides is real, like a real decent thing. So I think it is, you know, they're doing quite well for me so far.
Yeah, you've got to consider that you could swag it up with, if you could have some yellow Under Armour or something with that, you've got to think about the additions. You can wear yellow boots suddenly rather than being stuck with all blue. And they're matched up against
Leeds Beckett Carnegie, who are very difficult to find unfiltered full body photos. But again, just a bit of a boring kit, sort of a dark purpley black jersey, black helmet and black pants. Not great.
Can I just say I hate this uniform. Like, I know it's like similar-y to what we just looked at with Warwick in terms of, you know, sort of all sort of one colour, but like for me, primarily what sticks out is the numbers. the numbers on this jersey are disgusting. So like 32's numbers, it's just like two massive 3-2. It doesn't. It's just a generic like number looking thing. And you go to the other one, we've got the group photo. It looks real like it looks like the numbering system they use in league football, like the championship to league two. Is that just me or?
No, I hate that. It just doesn't
make any sense for me for like an American football. It's like they're trying to merge the two. Maybe, I don't know, but I don't like it.
This is one of those.
I agree. It's absolutely horrible.
Yeah, this is one of those things that, like you say, Josh. Yeah. Oh well, it's all black, just like the last one we were talking about. But somehow this is so ugly compared to that. It's the simple things have just made this look trash.
Definitely.
And I mean, the guy's wearing black gloves, you know, white boots. It should all match up, but it just somehow looks real bad. And although I don't think they're matched up against a particularly strong opponent, I think it's got to be a clean sweep, hasn't it?
Yeah, I'm definitely going for
the Pirates.
Pirates.
Absolutely.
Can we just point out as well that Leeds Beckett are a Prem team? And I just feel like for a Prem team to have those sort of unis, it's a bit sad, really.
That's a solid point.
That's the top tier of American football in our universities. You know, like it's no like, you know, Ohio State blackout or anything like that, is it? But we can only dream. So next we've got Winchester versus Nottingham Trent. And James, the NTU Renegades.
So the Renegades, who are infamous in Britball for their very, very pink jerseys. And it's, I mean, everyone pretty much knows NTU. Pink jerseys, black pants. It's a very much a love it or hate it kit, I think, for people. And I, for one, hate it.
Yeah, I agree.
See, I quite like it.
I am all in on the pink, baby. I am all in on the pink. I tell you what, though, when I was looking through it, I could have sworn they used to have pink pants as well, and they went with the full pink colour rush. What I can see at the moment is they seem to have completely gone away from that, if that was ever a thing. And the pink jerseys kind of match, but then they've all got mismatching pants. There's some blues, there's some blacks.
Yeah.
The socks are a mess. They've almost ruined it now. Sorry, boys.
I mean, yeah, if they lent into with pink pants, I could get on board. I'm also taking a little bit of a closer look at that jersey, and it looks like that kind of threadbare, like Raptors style, like Britball practice jersey, which I'm not liking.
I agree, actually. It is not great.
I think if they'd leaned full into it, it could have been a great uniform, and maybe it was in the past. But I mean, of the images that we've got, it's not great. But I suppose I should talk about Winchester, who they're matched up against, because it's clearly a uniform that's already divided opinion. So Winchester have got quite a nice jersey reveal set of pictures. It's a white jersey with red and blue for the outlines of the numbers and name, and then they wear silver helmets with white face gauges, and then they've got specific blue pants with the white and red decal. And again, and I think this is a proper nice uniform.
I love this. This was my biggest surprise of the round. Looking through all these unis, these are my biggest ones. I didn't expect anything coming out of the silverbacks. I think they are new team,
yeah.
And I didn't expect them to have so much swag as a new team. But I love this.
I protected you from the one photo of a chubby, overweight white in glasses. Because I was worried it would knock so many points off of this team that they might somehow lose.
goggles.
Just had a quick Google, and they've also got a Colour Rush Coventry Jet style light blue kit, which looks good.
That sounds amazing.
Yeah, I definitely also will agree that this is a very nice kit, in my opinion. I kind of get like NFL throwback kit vibes from it with the pant leg, white and red stripe down the side.
This is seriously nice. I mean, you could easily rock it with whatever you wanted. You could wear baggy long sleeves. You could wear blue bicep bands. You can wear blue boots. You wear white boots. Red. It all it lends itself to whatever you want, might want to wear with it. And I think although this pink uniform that it's up against is kind of, you know, maybe divided opinion, I think in a good uniform matchup again, I think Winchester's got to take it for me.
Yeah.
Yeah, give me Winchester as well.
I thought NTU would nailed on to win this, but I've got to go Winchester. They completely won me round.
Sweet.
A giant killing in the first round.
Yep.
Absolutely.
It's a nice one.
So next up, the matchup we have is we've got the Edinburgh Nappier Knights versus UEL.
Yeah, UEL Phoenix. London.
So I'll start with the Knights. They've got a black uniform with red details and then a white stripe down the top of their black lids. And I think this was my nailed on ugliest uniform, personally. I think this is nasty.
Yeah, it's kind of, again, similar to the Warwick Wolves, but just done worse.
Yeah, it's... For me, it's not that it's bad, it's just that it's boring. And there's just not a lot to say about it. But I think you hit the nail on the head saying it's like Warwick's, but worse.
Yeah, very, like, just incredibly generic, really.
Yeah, sometimes less is more as well. And that little stripe on the helmet just seems to just do nothing. So we may as well go to their matchup, which is London.
Yep. That was me. So I managed to find some like uni reveal photos, which I feel just like instantly make anything look better when you actually have like a photo shoot, because this dude looks swaggy as fuck, may I say. So initial thoughts when I first see it, like just look onto it, catch my eye. I think it looks great. Like they play in white lids with white face gauges, just a single blue stripe down the middle, and then jersey pants blue with white socks, I'm talking solid blue with white numbers on the jersey. So first look, I think it looks like real good, just like a real nice solid crisp blue. But what sort of instantly takes points away the harder I look is, one, the numbers. They just, I don't know what it is, but it's they're not good. And then what Sean pointed out earlier with I think it was NTU Renegades, it's like that practice jersey with the holy like middle, and it just doesn't look that good.
Yeah, this is very close to my early like winner. I just saw this and I was like, when it first popped up in the corner of the picture, I was like, oh, this is it, they've won. And then, like you say, Josh, you look a little bit close and you're like, it's not perfect, but it is seriously nice that all white with the blue, it pops.
The one thing I really don't like, I think as a uni it's fine, and I think fine is the word, but they've called themselves the UEL Phoenix and they've gone with blue. I was expecting a red or a yellow or orange or something around that. And I don't know if it's because of their university colours and it's something that all the sports teams play in. Fine, but don't call yourself the Phoenix. Like, come on, like, match the team, match the colours with the mascot.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah, that's a good point. But I will agree that the colours look great, but the longer you look at it, you see the nettiness and the font. Josh says just the font of the... Like, what font is that?
It's horrendous. No idea.
But
I think it's another Premier League. I think that's an old Premier League. I think I remember seeing John
Terry. To be fair, I was getting John Terry vibes and Chelsea vibes because it's blue and 26. Like, I was feeling it.
Yeah.
So are we saying that UEL take it mostly based on the fact that they're matched up against a horrible Knights uni?
Yeah,
they basically won it by default.
Okay. So we're waiting for a better matchup to maybe knock out what should be a superb uniform that was kind of cheated and a bit cheap.
Yeah.
So then we've got York St John matched up against Bristol Barracuda.
Yeah, okay, so York St John, Jaguars, they've got a two-tone blue jersey that's separated by light blue at the top with kind of like a wavy line across the middle that takes it down the side. So it's kind of half light blue, half really dark blue. And then their numbers are just plain white in the middle on the darkness. Probably pretty bad at me, but I can't remember what colour their lids are. I think they just got standard black lids and then standard black pants and white socks. I don't mind it. I think it's quite nice. The numbers are a little bit low down. Is that just me? Or is that because they've got really small guys wearing them?
No, I think the numbers are low.
They're trying to fit them onto that dark sweet bit, aren't they?
Yeah, it's
they forced them a bit low.
I'm pretty sure this was the Wanderer's Away kit.
It does look a lot like that. I was looking at it, and there's just something that's off about it, and I think it's that the numbers are really low down. If you see it, you'll understand what I mean, because it doesn't sound right just hearing that, but you'll see.
I'm getting, like, to me, this is like a cheerleader's uniform. You know, you see, like, competitive cheerleading?
Yeah, yeah.
Right. Kind of, like, swoop across their bodysuits.
Yeah, this is what I'm getting from
this. And this is an offensive uniform to look at.
Oh, and so it's matched up against Bristol Barracuda.
Yeah, so...
Is that the Tampa Bay Buccaneers?
The Cuda. And it's pretty generic uniform, so it's black lid, black face cage, with a primarily red jersey, with just on the shoulders, just black, basically black shoulders that run down to the sides as well. And then you've just got it highlighted in the middle with white numbers. I don't mind it. It's nothing special by any stretch of the imagination. Mm. It's nothing special. But I think taking into consideration who they're matched up against and the comments we've just made, like, for me, I think the Cuda, like, win this for me.
I mean, I'd like to say I'd almost like to abstain because these two uniforms are just so boring. But this is like a classic example of teams that have just clearly made no effort, gone into a team company and been like, oh, our colours are red. Can you make the jerseys big? Thanks.
Yeah, you're right.
It's just boring, the Cuda one, I think. I mean, the numbers are nice. I suppose at least it's that American football style numbering. But I just think they're just a little bit plain. They'll probably win because they're not weird. But what does everyone else think?
It's the same as the last round. Let's just send them through and then watch them get knocked out in the next round.
Yeah, to me they look like the old school Tampa Bay Buccaneers jerseys. But obviously Britball version, so they're not quite as tight or good. Yeah. So I would say these guys win by virtue of playing the Jags.
So there you go. We'll put them through by the sounds of it. We'll put Cuda through, but with and high expectation that they'll reach someone that's slightly better uniform and get banged. But then there's a lot of trash Uniball uniforms, so
yeah, it's true. Like the fact that Loughborough have gone out and some of these have gone through already.
Yeah, it's tough, man. It's a tough world out here.
That's the bracket life, baby. That's the bracket life. I think James is just driving away on a motorcycle.
I was going to say, is someone sat outside on their like front door set or something?
On the M5.
So I think we're going to try and keep this podcast going forward fairly tight, around 30 minutes, and we've hit a nice 34 minutes, even with introduction. So I think that should be all from us. Oh, Will, can you give everyone that is clearly going to listen to our first episode the Twitter handle?
It's at 4guys1bracket, number 4, number 1, all lowercase letters.
Super, and we will put that one matchup out there for people to vote on. And thanks everyone for the first episode. It's been a dream. See you later, guys.
I thought you were going to cut it then.
I feel like you should all have some sort of sign-off. I suppose I should say goodbye from Will.
Goodbye.
Goodbye. Peace. From Josh. And goodbye from James.
Later days.
We may cut the end of this. Super.